From 89.3 KPCC, this is Take Two. I'm Amy Martinez, happy to have you along today. Most Californians have never much cared for them, but there are more than two dozen oil platforms dotting the coast between Santa Barbara and Orange County. Now, they're old. Most are from the 60s and 70s, and now at least one is being torn down. In a few minutes, the state of the state's offshore rigs. But first, the state of our hospitals. They got their biannual report card, and the grades did not look so healthy. Actually, they looked like my high school report card. Half of California's hospitals received a grade of C or lower for patient safety, such as preventable injuries and deaths. Now, the report card issued by the nonprofit Leapfrog Group is aimed at helping consumers make better healthcare choices. Chad Terhune is senior correspondent at Kaiser Health News. Welcome back, Chad.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so how do they grade these hospitals? What were the measures of success and failure?
These are looking at things that are preventable. So a lot of infections that you could catch in a hospital, medical mistakes. So these are errors that could be prevented. These are not the normal routine complications. Those things can always happen in a hospital. But are nurses and healthcare workers washing their hands? Are they being careful when they put that central line in or catheter? Are they checking to make sure your medications aren't going to create a complication for you? So those types of things. Do they have procedures and training in place to make sure a mistake isn't made? And this is a serious problem. About 1 in 25 hospital patients ends up getting infection while they're in the hospital.
That's jarring. That's actually really frightening.
It's a serious problem, and I think just consumers and employers, when they're figuring out what hospitals to have on their networks, need to look at this type of information, and there's a lot more information we have, and consumers can go on several different websites, and you can look up at these grades. And I think it is when you go to get lunch today at a restaurant, you see a letter grade there in the window, and if I'm walking in and they have a B or C grade, that gives me a little pause. I want to know what's going on in the kitchen. Same thing about a hospital. You should know before you go there, maybe for a surgery or elective procedure, how does this hospital rate?
Wow. Now, okay, the national study, that's what this was. How do our state's hospitals compare to others across the country?
So if you look at this data, California, and I've been following this for years, California hospitals have been getting better gradually over the years. But if you look at the data this time, they were losing some ground. So kind of two theories. Either one, California hospitals were just kind of standing still and the rest of the hospitals in the country continue to get better. Or some hospitals in California actually are getting worse. But yeah, to have 46% of hospitals C or lower, and like you said, those are not grades that you would run home to show mom and dad.
No, I would try to hide that high school report card when I had
that. Exactly, and that's information people have. And I think what's key is hospitals, a lot of it is in their reputation. We all think we know what the best hospitals are, and a lot of it's driven by all the TV advertising we see and the big billboards and things like that. And that's not really what makes a hospital good or bad. It's these nuts and bolts things of, are they following their checklists and the rules for how they treat us to keep us safe and healthy?
What are some hospitals in our area here that didn't score so well?
Yeah, so when you look at the data, you have hospitals like Cedars-Sinai, a very well-known hospital. It got a C grade in this latest rating. And then you look down at UCLA Ronald Reagan Medical Center, another very well-known. It got a B grade. And then Providence, their big hospital in Burbank, St. Joseph.
That's right by my house.
It got a D grade.
Oh, my goodness.
So again, there's many different factors. And again, another thing to keep in mind, hospitals are not always good at everything. So depending on what type of surgery you need or what type of test, some hospitals might be better than another. But if you look at these and you have questions maybe about your neighborhood hospital, ask them. And you can go on these websites and you can actually drill down into the scores and say, oh, look, you know, they're not helping people stay away from these infections. Like a lot of people have heard of superbugs like MRSA and C. diff. Those are serious things. Antibiotics sometimes won't treat them. And you should know before you go into a hospital.
We're speaking to Chad Terhune from Kaiser Health News. You mentioned that certain hospitals maybe aren't known for certain things. The scorecards measure that somehow in their report cards?
This Leapfrog study doesn't really look at that. That's kind of looking at broad-based in terms of infections. Do they have things in place after surgery to keep people recovering well? But there's other places you can look at that. So some other things I would suggest, you can go to Medicare.gov. They have a hospital compare rating tool. It's a star rating, so it's 1 to 5 stars. That can help you. Also, the California Department of Public Health has a really cool map. You can go to their website, and you can type in your zip code or city, and it has this map and zeroes in on your neighborhood hospitals, and you can see there their infection rates.
Now, officials from the hospital industry say that LeapFrog's ratings are overly simplistic, that it could be misleading consumers. Do they have a point?
They don't like the idea of it all boiling down to one letter grade. Mm-hmm. So they would say, look, maybe we treat a lot of sicker patients or we get poorer patients. You know, don't punish us for maybe taking on the hardest cases. Mm-hmm. But these data are adjusted for that, so I don't think that's so much an issue. But yeah, you should also, you know, draw your information from a variety of sources. Talk to your doctor. Why are you referring me to this hospital? Is just because that's what you always do? Or are they really the best place for me to go? So I think this is like a starting point. Look at these grades, ask some questions. Don't just rely on reputation and the advertising that you're seeing.
You mentioned earlier how it seemed like California was doing better and then it leveled off. Did anything happen in the way they rate hospitals that might account for that?
No, they said they've been doing this since 2012. The measures have been fairly constant. I think for hospitals, they're just like all of us, there's a risk of complacency that they can show some improvement. And that's what the patient safety experts will tell you, is that you can look at a range of data. Hospitals in general have gotten a lot better on a lot of these measures, but they say still it's very unacceptable that we still have this large number of hospitals that aren't A and B rated. It's just unacceptable that we still have all these medical mistakes and errors that, yeah, healthcare is complicated. There's going to be some complications, but we shouldn't come out of the hospital worse than when we came in.
Here's the thing, though, Chet. So I told you I live right by Providence in Burbank. That's like a couple of blocks away. If I have a horrible accident in my home, I'm probably still going to go to Providence. It's right down the street. I don't want to keep waiting and searching for a hospital. So for the average consumer, how useful do you think these grades and tools are?
Yeah, for an emergency, I don't think we're talking about stopping and doing some healthcare shopping. But if you think about it, a lot of things are elective, and a surgery that might be elective, maybe a knee replacement, a hip replacement, that's very common, or you're getting ready to have a baby or a C-section. Again, these are things you can plan for. And then when you get the cost, things like MRIs and CT scans, shop around for the best price, which is a whole nother topic. But for a lot of healthcare, we do have a choice. Don't just take for granted where your hospital or where your doctor refers you. Look around, and especially in LA, we're actually kind of blessed in this area, Southern California. We have a lot of hospitals. There's a lot of competition, and sometimes a smaller community hospital will be better than the big, well-known hospital.
Chad Terhune, he's senior correspondent at Kaiser Health News. Chad, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And for an interactive map on hospital infection rates, go to kpcc.org.